Welcome to Pinky's Paper House. You're listening on killradio.org, and today we have Jen Sincero here. She's the author of Don't Sleep With Your Drummer and the upcoming The Straight Girl's Guide to Sleeping With Chicks.
It's all about sleeping.
I can hear you, sure you look okay.
One of the things I really loved about Don't Sleep With Your Drummer is it's fucking hysterical.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering, like, does it feel funny when you're writing? Are you like, God, this is really funny?
Every once in a while. But you're in such the hairy, deep, dark cave. Like, it's so crazy. Do you ever cave out? So that's my next book. No, you just...
Don't Sleep In The Hairy, Deep, Dark Cave.
No, Straight Girl's Guide to Sleeping With Chicks. That was a bad one. I definitely crack myself up sometimes. But also, when you write funny stuff after the second reading, you don't know if it's funny anymore. Because you know how, like, a joke is funny the first time and then it progressively gets less funny? That's how you can really screw yourself up when you're writing, is if you keep reading it and then by the fifth reading, you're like, oh, this isn't fucking funny anymore. And then you get rid of it and it actually is funny. You've just read it too many times.
So tell me a little bit about working with an editor on the book. Like, did you kind of finish the whole book, and then did somebody say, yeah, we want to publish this?
Well, the way I got this deal was so incredibly backwards that it doesn't really count. For anybody out there who's trying to get a publishing deal, like, I basically sold the idea first and then wrote it. And usually when you write a novel, you have to write the whole entire thing and then maybe you'll sell it, which I just think is such a cruel, cruel joke. But but I luckily just met somebody at a party who knew somebody who was starting a teensy weensy weensy little publishing company, and the woman was desperate for writers and I was desperate for a job, and I'd never written a book before. And so she was just like, well, okay, here's $5 and the worst contract on the planet. And since you've never written a book, I'll give you a shitty contract and no money, and you'll write me a book and it could suck, and we'll both take our chances. So it was a pretty fair deal, actually.
Okay, I'm starting to notice that there's a subtext of what happens to Jenny Troiani in the book.
Exactly.
And what happens to the author, Jen Sincero.
Exactly. And every time I write something, it comes true. It's the weirdest thing. And when I was writing Don't Sleep With Your Drummer, I was like, well, at least I'm not in a band right now, so I can't get stripped by my label. And then I got totally stripped by my publisher, in the same way that the there's a whole scene in there where they get this producer who basically just rewrites their music and doesn't give a shit what they say.
And who you described in a fittingly creepy way. He was so creepy.
I almost named him after my editor. I was so mad at her that I didn't quite have the cojones to do that. So that she, but I actually quoted her verbatim in the book what she said to me when I handed it in. And she's just like, just hand it in, because I pretty much rewrite everything myself anyway. Which is, she didn't, luckily, but... You don't say that to a writer who also, like, a writer who has not left the house in a month and a half and spoken to another human being and is already on the very, very scary edge of sanity writing this book, and then say something like that. It was horrible.
So,
it was not a good editor.
So what was your process? You had a deadline and I went into hiding.
Yeah. I basically, so this little itty bitty publishing company gave me my $5, and then I trotted off to my house and I literally wrote it in a month. Though it was crazy. It's not a good way to do it, but I wrote the first draft. I did not write the whole thing, but I wrote the first draft in a month, And in that month, this huge company swallowed them up and bought them, my little itty bitty company that I loved, and fired the two amazing women who are running that company and stuck me with the five-headed shrew of this awful editor. And so it was totally traumatic, but then it ended up coming out on Pocketbooks instead of this itty bitty publishing company. So you can't really be mad about that. And now HBO has optioned it. So now it's like all big and stuff. Instead of little and stuff.
I was going to get to that later. What does it feel like to be optioned by HBO?
It feels very slow. I mean, that was almost 3 years ago that I met with them. So who the hell knows?
Do you get Maybe to do any creative consulting on the show?
You are so funny. That is so funny. How cute of you to ask. No.
Oh, because I think it would be really... Because I heard a rumor that when you played with one of your bands, I don't know which one, you would play in a fur bikini.
The hair bikini, yes. So don't you think they should let me be the consultant on
exactly.
the show?
Exactly. You need to tell them, put her in a hair bikini.
I know.
Oh, you're listening to killradio.org, and this is Pinky's Paper House, and we're going to have some more music coming up.
Drink